This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app. No matter where you are, you can always take Em and Warren with you.
It is 12 minutes to 6.
The 32nd annual Melbourne Queer Film Festival returns in just 3 days' time. And if you want to grab a double pass to the opening night gala, which is on this Thursday, it's going to be spectacular. You've got to dress up. There's red carpet. Just text us 0427 569 949. And with so much to see, we thought we'd get some help and info from the festival's CEO, David Harris, and program director, Spiro Economopoulos. David and Spiro, welcome back.
Thanks for having us on.
Tell us about the film festival. How many films have we got this year?
We've got 149 films across the festival.
Wow.
Across a lot of 12 films. Days.
35 Australian premieres.
Yeah, it's pretty big. We're showing at Acme in the City, Cinema Nova in Carlton, Village Jam Factory in South Yarra, and we've got a new rooftop cinema right on top of the Victorian Pride Centre.
Right here.
Yeah.
Spiro, 149 films. How do you choose? And also, why didn't we get to that 150?
I just thought I'd leave everyone dangling.
I love and that. I actually love that.
We still have Encore to go, so who knows? Maybe we might actually get to 150.
Okay.
Who knows? But yeah, the choice is always tough because you know what? There's so many great films out there. It's a good time to be programming queer cinema.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Isn't that enough, though?
149. No, I'm not. I don't need any more. But I just thought, you know, it's a 149. It's like
it's a very specific number.
Yeah, right.
I hear you.
Exactly.
You.
But I like it.
Spirit, yeah. This is your last year as as director.
Mm-hmm. It sure is.
How's it feel?
It feels kind of weird and you know bittersweet, I suppose. You know, I'm sort of trying to put all the energy into the you know making this good one, last one, a good one. But yeah, it's going to be sad to. You know, leave the festival, but you know, hopefully, you know, leave it on a high as well. So
how long have you been there?
Oh God, you know, like 7.5 years or something. Or
wow.
I've done about, you know, I feel like 100 festivals, but
and
I've aged about that much as well.
But you must. I mean, it's grown so much, hasn't it?
It has.
In that time,
and I think in that span, like you know, I just actually was thinking, you know, like we've had, you know, box office. Sort of records in terms of attendees and numbers and, you know, obviously gone through some really challenging times with COVID and the festival's changed again. It's been a roller coaster.
Yeah, certainly. David, this year, what are some of the films that you're most looking forward to seeing?
I think the opening night film Private Desert, which is amazing. That's a really incredible gender diverse narrative and that opens our spotlight on Brazil as well, which Spiro has curated. That's a really exciting film. My Emptiness and I is another film that I really love that I think audiences should go and see, which is set in Barcelona. And that's a really, how would you describe that? It's a really sensitive and gentle.
Very intimate.
Yeah, discussion around transitioning as well. That's
and,
a really cool
and quite
film.
Joyful, I think, by the end of it as well. Very celebratory and just really, really wonderful.
Yeah. Cop Secret is great. It is like Iceland's gay, you know, answer to Hot Fuzz. Yeah.
Okay.
So, and like you very rarely get gay action films. So this
that's
is like,
amazing.
Yeah, yeah, that's going to be
Beverly
really
Hills Cop, but queerer. If possible.
It's hilarious.
I love that.
And just accept that it's going to be cheesy because it is. It's just, it's a really good night out. Those are some of my faves.
How long does it take to... So when do you start the process of selecting the films that will be in the festival? And how long does it take? Because, I mean, obviously, I assume you've watched them all.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's. I was just saying before, like, you know, there's like a 2023 folder already. So it does, you know, it's over the year. And, you know, we're obviously looking at festivals that are out throughout the year and what they're showing. And, it's quite a big process because, there's a lot to choose from.
We work year-round to do it, yeah. And, I mean, they're setting up all the venues and all the fundraising and everything that needs to happen as a charity to keep the organisation going as well. Yeah.
We're chatting to Melbourne Queer Film Festival CEO David Harris and also the program director Spiro about what to see this festival. Now, don't forget, if you want to go in the draw to win a double pass to the opening night gala at Acme, red carpet and
red
all,
carpet.
And the fabulous film that David just mentioned, all you need to do is message us right now on 0427 569 949. Now, something else that MQFF does is awards and shorts. What is celebrated at that event?
Well, we actually, you know, obviously one of the one of our kind of cornerstones of the festival is the Australian shorts. And, you know, we're so kind of proud of, you know, those films and, you know, they're always very popular at the festival. So we give away the short, best Australian short with City of Melbourne and best director and actually a lot of the audience choice awards as well. So it's going to be a bit of a an awards heavy kind of afternoon on that Saturday, which is really exciting.
I love the shorts.
Yeah.
I just love it because you're in there, you're enjoying it. And it's finished. Yep.
I think the shorts are probably my favourite part of the programming process.
And you're not going to see them anywhere else. Like, it's a really individual part of the festival.
Yeah. Exactly. In terms of packages and things and getting tickets and access, how's that working this year?
We've got multi-film passes, mm-hmm. as per usual. So, you know, the 10-film pass is really good if you want to take a mate or a date. That one's good, but there's like 3, 5, 7.
Is that in case one doesn't work, you can get the next?
Multiple dates, you know. Like, you know, you could go on, you could literally go on 5 dates with a 10-film pass across the festival. Like, you know.
That's a fun idea.
Some people are really efficient with that. Mm. So you could experience the festival and, you know, maybe find future love right at the end of it. So
what is not to love?
I know, exactly.
Why, I guess pose this to both of you, why is MQFF such an important festival to get around and also for us to host here in Melbourne?
Well, you know, I think it's really still really vital for us to have these queer spaces where we can come and celebrate and see ourselves on the big screen as well. Like, I think that experience is still such a, you know, visceral experience and so important. And there's just nothing like seeing a film with a queer audience, you know, and the way they kind of react to it. And, you know, I think it's just always really exciting to see that.
And it's part of our mission statement, you know. It's we really believe that queer film changes lives, and it does. And, you know, I think that, you know, when you remember back to the first time that you saw queer representation on screen as a young person or whenever you did in life, that can be really life-changing and affirming for people's identities. And that's why it's really important in our festival that we have a really diverse, you know, cross-section of the community, and it's an intersectional representation of the community across culture, but then also gender and sexuality. So it's really important that trans people see themselves on screen and everybody else. It is really life-affirming for people.
It absolutely is.
Now, Paul from Elwood has texted in. So Paul will be going with someone, maybe a date.
Maybe a mate.
Thursday night to the opening gala. I tell you something that I'm really looking forward to. I was up on the rooftop on Friday afternoon, and I was just looking around, and I just think here at the Pride Centre, it's such a beautiful space, and it'll be so good to watch a film up there.
It's almost sold out. Like, rooftop is selling really, really quick. So if you want to get in, get in. We also, I mean, obviously we're a resident of the Victorian Pride Centre, and we wanted to activate within the space. It's it's a beautiful building. It's an incredible rooftop, and it's also a really important space for community, so we wanted to activate here, but we also wanted to make sure that there was a space for those people in the community who still weren't feeling comfortable going back into traditional cinema settings due to COVID. So if you're one of those people, the rooftop is there for you. Come on down and experience that with community.
Yeah, amazing. Perfect. I am so looking forward to watching not as many films as you, Spiro, unfortunately. Just don't have the time, but there's such a great program. So if people want to check out the program and find out more, where can they head?
I mean, your best bet is to go on mqff.com.au. And if you've got your phone, download the app. It's a great way to book tickets. And,
An app.
There is
the future, Warren.
Wow. And subscribe to the newsletter. That's the best way to find out what's on and what's good each day.
Amazing. So good.
And mqff.com.au. Dave and Spiro, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you. That's CEO David Harris and Program Director for the last time this year, Spiro Economopoulos. You're on Joy Drive.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app. No matter where you are, you can always take Em and Warren with you.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.